You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdal. Earlier today, the Supreme Court struck down a federal law that has essentially banned commercial sports betting in all but four states. To be clear, this ruling does not all of a sudden make it legal for me to get some action on tonight's Warriors-Rockets game. Go Warriors. But it could pave the way for legalized gambling in a number of states. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on that.
The smart money was on the court striking down the Professional and Amateur Sports Protection Act. Odds in Vegas were heavily on the side of the Supreme Court ruling. Jonathan Wood, an attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation, says this decision is about federal overreach as much as it is about gambling.
This is about ensuring that state governments are answerable to the people that elect them, rather than being treated as puppets by the federal government.
The 1992 law didn't actually make gambling illegal in the United States. It simply mandated that states other than Nevada and three others who were grandfathered in couldn't allow legal gambling. Now it's up to them.
I would be shocked if in the next 5 years we don't see a significant number of states change the sports gambling laws.
Last year, Nevada brought in $250 million in revenue through its legal sports books. And experts suggest illegal sports betting is a $150 billion a year industry. Jeff Freeman is president of the American Gaming Association.
We're going to bring sports betting out of the dark and into the light, and games will be more protected because of that.
But maintaining the integrity of the game is a concern for the major sports leagues. Brendan Dwyer is with the Center for Sports Leadership at Virginia Commonwealth University.
Every sport is one or two bad incidents away from being professional wrestling.
He says this ruling could be a tremendous opportunity for daily fantasy sports companies like DraftKings and FanDuel to expand their betting services and ads. They wouldn't have to look far for the model either. In-game betting notifications on your phone are already happening in the UK and Australia. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.